Welcome to www.uniquesoftwaredev.com. What we build scales and delivers beyond your expectations. Script languages are just like tools. You need the right one for the job and use them the right way. We are highly skilled technologists across multiple industries that are capable of building any application by helping you to flush out your dreams into a coherent plan of action. Then we deliver it on time and on budget. We're strategists, technologists, designers, and developers who share a passion for over-delivery. We collaborate with each client to choose an approach that will help them achieve their goals and supports problems they have today and those that will pop up in the future. We do this through the intelligent choice of technologies such as programming languages, open-source libraries, mobile and cloud platforms, and infrastructure that allows USD to focus on innovation. We love open source and support top-level Apache projects. Facebook, Uber, Netflix, Wikipedia, just about all of the world's most successful companies have their roots in open source components that are developed by and for the user community. USD is a proud supporter of several open source projects too, and our clients benefit from these collaborative efforts. For our social network, intelligent learning, and robotics builds, USD implements the same open-source components and base algorithms that even the largest industry giants utilize. What this means is that you not only benefit from these projects, you have the DNA to prove it. At USD, our Apache Zookeeper keeps giraffes, ants, falcons, jackrabbits and tomcats all in line and working seamlessly with more advanced projects like Mahout, Hadoop and Spark. We're a Microsoft certified partner and proud of it. The NET stack is strong, rich and robust, with superb tooling and extensive documentation, and you'll be hard-pressed to find a better CAUDA base to handle complex financial, healthcare and B2B transaction environments. USD accelerates NET application development by tapping into our vast library of pre-built assets, reusable frameworks and ready-to-integrate code that we've compiled over years of executing NET projects. Our delivery model can be scaled and tailored to fit both a full lead role or supportive, ensuring that your initiative is on time and on budget. What's all the fuss about features? Features are interesting aspects or attributes of a thing. When we read a feature story, it's what the newsroom feels will be the most interesting, compelling story that draws in viewers. Similarly, when we look at a picture or a YouTube thumbnail, various aspects of that photo or video tend to draw us in. Over the years, thousands of years, humans have gotten pretty good at picking up visual cues. Our ancestors had to stay away from danger, protect their caves from enemies, detect good and bad intentions from the quiver of a lip, and read all sorts of body language form gestures and dances. Nowadays, it's not much different, except that we're teaching computers to pick up on some of the same cues. In computer vision, features are attributes within an image or video that we'd like to isolate as important. A feature could be the mouth, nose, ears, legs, or feet of a face, the corners of a portrait, the roof of a house, or the cap of a bottle. It is an interesting area, and a grayscale pixel that makes up just a tiny portion of an entire photograph won't tell us much. Instead, a collection of these pixels within a given area of interest is what we're after. If an image can be processed, then certainly we can isolate areas of that photo for further inspection, and match it with like or exact objects, and that is what we're going to explore. Types of detection. We all should know the power that OpenCV brings to the table, and it does not fall short with its methods of feature detection. There is Harris corner detection, Shitomasi corner detection, scale invariant feature transform SIFT, and speeded up robust features SURF, to name a few. Harris and Shitomasi both have different ways of detecting corners, and using one over the other comes down mostly to personal preference. Use them and find as many boxes and portraits in images and videos as you like, but we're looking for the big power brokers. We're gonna use SIFT in this example, and SURF works great too. But not today, my friends. Both SURF and SIFT work by detecting points of interest, and then forming a descriptor of said points. If you'd like the technical explanation of SIFT, take a look at the source. The explanation goes into depth about how this type of feature detection and matching has enough robustness to handle changing light conditions, orientations, angles, etc. Pretty pretty good stew. Basics: the basic workflow we'll be using is to take an image, automatically detect features which would make this object unique from similar objects, attempt to describe those features, and then compare those unique features if any are found with another image or video that contains the original image video, perhaps in a group to make it more challenging. Imagine, if we keyed a particular make and model of a car, set up a camera, and waited to see if and when that car showed up in front of our house again. You could set up a network of cameras to look for a missing person, or key an image of a lost bike for cameras around a college campus. Just make sure you do so within the laws of your jurisdiction, of course. The bulk of the work for matching keyed features is handled by a version of the unsupervised clustering classifier, the K-nearest neighbor KNN algorithm. In our example, we train a KNN model to detect descriptors from our original training image, and then use a query set to see if we find matches. Code exploration and download resources. Here's our original image to start with. That butterfly is known as the Purple Emperor, and it is beautiful, oh yes. And it also feeds on rotting flesh. Be an admirer when you're combing the British countryside, but not too close. Takeaways. It's not as if you needed another example, but OpenCV's computer vision is a powerful tool. We grabbed an image, classified its unique features, then partially abstracted that image in a busier query image, only to find that our feature detection was so strong that it had no problem whatsoever finding and matching the features and descriptors from our target image. The applications of this technology are being implemented today, and if you explore it now, you'll be well on your way to creating something for tomorrow. Please visit our site to www.uniquesoftwaredev.com for more information on unique software development companies in Texas.